This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Before we bring Jonathan Emord into the mix along with Cheryl Chumley, I just got to get this out of my system. My colorectal cells and your colorectal cells are more intelligent, behaving more intelligently than the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that just ruled against the Trump administration and its perspective on a halt to immigration from specific countries. Let me explain. And I've said this on the air before. You got to understand, your cells are intelligent. My cells are intelligent. They're more intelligent than Democrats at this point. They know what to let in. They know what to keep out when your cells are healthy. This is a biological imperative for survival. You don't have to go to school to figure this out. They don't have to wear a degree cap of any kind. They just know. But when they're deficient or toxic, then all bets are off. The membrane becomes permeable. The leaky gut happens. And I think there's evidence of a lot of leaky gut within the Democratic Party fighting Trump on this issue of protecting our borders and keeping us safe. Having said that, for anybody that has questions, you can call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, we may commence with the sacred fire of liberty, Jonathan Emord.
Hey, Robert. So the Ninth Circuit just handed down a decision that upholds the decision of Judge James Robart, United States District Judge for the Western District of Washington, in imposing a stay of the president's ban on immigration into the United States from principally from seven foreign nations that have been previously determined to be sources of terrorism, and then essentially a permanent ban on immigration from Syria to the United States. Now, the president acted based on a perception that there was an extreme need to protect the nation from the prospect of terror, citing terrorist attacks from September 11th forward and the numerous foreign-born individuals who have been convicted or implicated in terrorism-related crimes. The executive order declared that the United States must ensure that those admitted to this country do not bear hostile attitudes toward it. And so this was a temporary ban for the purpose of allowing the government to reformulate its vetting process so that people from foreign nations could be adequately vetted to determine whether or not there was sufficient evidence of their not being involved in or associated with terrorists as a precondition to admitting them. And so the action taken by Judge Robart is extraordinary because he took that action after only 15 minutes of argument by the plaintiffs in the case, essentially no opportunity to thoroughly vet and evaluate the arguments presented. He just issued this decision with that short time period of explanation of the argument. The basic problem is that there is no question that under the Constitution it is the executive branch, the President of the United States, who has plenary power over foreign affairs, more particularly on defending the nation's borders and determining who may enter the nation. The executive branch has well-established presidential bases for that power. In fact, Presidents Carter and Obama exercised the authority that is also expressed by statute by banning the entry of foreign citizens into the nation. Now, permanent resident aliens have constitutional rights, and one of the effects of this ban was initially some confusion as to whether or not permanent resident aliens were affected by it. But then the president's advisors quickly issued a statement saying that permanent resident aliens were not restricted by this ban. What the Ninth Circuit has done is essentially substitute its own judgment for that of the President of the United States on the prudence of identifying these nations as ones appropriate for the institution of this ban. They have engaged in a balancing of their assessment of the public interest in which they've superimposed their own viewpoint in place of the president. There is no power in the judiciary to substitute its judgment for the president in the plenary area of foreign affairs, but more particularly in the area of determining who may enter the country and how best to protect the borders of the nation, which has been the province of the president since the founding of the republic. During the Alien Sedition Act period in 1798, it was the province of the executive branch to exclude people from the United States and even kick them out of the country if they were deemed to be a threat to the nation. And that precedent continued on and has been followed time and again in World War I, World War II, and repeatedly in separate instances in American history since then. Ordinarily, the courts declare it to be a political question as to whether or not these issues exist, and that it is the province of the president to make these determinations. There's no basis inside the Constitution to give discretionary authority to any other branch of government than the executive on these questions. While the judiciary can protect the rights of individuals, it must do that. It has no power over foreign citizens and over whether they may enter the United States. Only the President of the United States, using his executive power, can determine whether or not a nation poses a threat under the Constitution and whether or not people from a foreign country pose a threat. And by statute, by the way, he can ban categorically people from entire countries, which is what happened here.
Right, but what do you say next? I mean, with a ruling like this, it seems to be so simple to overturn with proper, let's say, presentation and the allowance for that presentation. That do you go to the Supreme Court or do you take it to a wider circuit or an appeals court? What happens next?
Well, my guess is that President Trump and Attorney General Sessions are going to go to the Supreme Court with this because the Ninth Circuit is pretty much a disaster. It's notorious for its left leanings. That's not to say that it always makes decisions that are likely to be overruled, but in this particular case, and I think it would be a waste of time to go for a rehearing in bank. There are two options. One is rehearing in bank, which is to ask the all of the judges in the Ninth Circuit to reconsider the determination made by these three judges: Canby, Clifton, and Friedland of the circuit court. I think that would just take more time. You know, they need is an ultimate resolution. So why not just go straight to the Supreme Court? I think that's what they'll do. The Supreme Court can take it on an expedited basis if it wishes, and it should, and can rule on this promptly. I'm not sure how the Supreme Court will rule. Although I must say that, in my view, the precedent very strongly favors the President of the United States and really doesn't give much of a leg to stand on. There's a doctrine in the law called standing, which is necessary to have a case before a court. And I think on that standing issue, I don't think that the state of Washington and the state of Minnesota actually have standing to sue. While individuals, for example, resident aliens, permanent resident aliens might have standing to sue.
Right.
They were taken care of by the action of the White House. They didn't give any credence to that, by the way, in this decision. They said that it would only have an impact if it were in the executive order, and that the determination by a president's counselor that it doesn't apply to permanent residents is not is not law. But that's ridiculous, because an executive order is a determination by the president in the end. And if the president wants one of his advisors to modify his executive order and that actually happens, then that becomes the new order. There's no room for the judiciary to second guess the manner in which the president issues his executive orders.
All right. Well, let me get Cheryl Chumley into the mix here. Is this a state-funded effort, or are we seeing George Soros money playing itself out here in all of not only the protests but even some legal actions against this?
Well, it's funny because George Soros has, his name has cropped up quite a bit, both in the lead up to the election and now after that Trump has won the White House. And George Soros, it seems some media outlets have done some investigation into Soros-tied money, and to find out that a lot of the lawsuits against Donald Trump over this executive order, you can link back to George Soros. And specifically, there are some attorney generals in Massachusetts and in other Democrat-controlled states that have jumped on board these suits against Trump. And if you look at the money links, it all ties back to George Soros. And I think we spoke before about how George Soros in recent times has also been found to have been funding a lot of these violent protests and clashes, not just in city streets against Trump, but that have been taking place on college campuses around the nation as well. So he's definitely ratcheted up his activism and his presence in America in recent days.
Was there any precedence for declaring him an enemy of the state in some way, shape, or form? I mean, the money's going to promote violence at this point.
Seriously, I mean, that is not as radical a thought as, you know, some might take it when they first hear it, because I had a similar thought a few days ago, and I keep seeing George Soros is basically using his billions of dollars to thwart America's political system. And, you know, to me that seems criminal, especially his intent is to crumble the Trump administration.
Right. Well, this is something that we might need to talk to Jonathan Emort about when we come back. We've got another segment with Cheryl Chumley here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Well, if you want to find out where she is, CherylChumley.com. We have it linked up in the show notes, including her article about the Soros funding of these protests and lawsuits against the Trump administration, perhaps even inciting violence. More on the issue of border safety, protection of those who would do harm to us. Maybe a little bit on the silencing of Elizabeth Warren as well in the Senate. Stick with us. Lots more broadcast healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, you can follow us all at robertscottbell.com. We've got links to Jonathan Emord, emord.com, and Cheryl Chumley at cherylchumley.com. Also on Twitter feed at Jonathan W. Emord, and for Cheryl at CK Chumley, C-H-U-M-L-E-Y. We're talking tonight, of course, about the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court ruling against the Trump administration, but also the Soros funding of many of these suits and even violence. And then there's also what's gone on in the Senate recently. I guess the linchpin of it, is it a freedom of speech issue, or is it just shut up and sit down? You're being a little bit loony, Elizabeth Warren. And I don't know, Cheryl, did you see this issue? Do you think this is a man shouting down a woman or something bigger here?
Well, I mean, the Senate has its own rules, and, you know, when Democrats are in charge, they insist Republicans play by the rules. And, you know, now that the tables have turned and Republicans are in charge, it's only, you know, fair play that they insist on the same. But I really think that the longer view, which Democrats are failing to recognize here, is the more they dig in on these petty attacks against Trump's nominations, the harder it's going to be come, you know, the next couple years of elections. The American people have spoke strongly by electing Trump in the first place. And if Democrats who are facing re-election think that the American voters are just going to sit quietly by and forget about these petty partisan politics going on right now, you know, they're going to lose in the next election. And I just think that Democrats ought to calm things down a little bit and realize, hey, Republicans have the majority in the Senate. There's really nothing that Democrats can do to stop Trump's nominations.
Yeah, well, I think if they're going to dig their hole at this point, maybe we'll end up being a little bit safer as a nation, you know, if we actually get a hold of our borders. You know, whether people believe that a wall is the ideal way to go, the fact that they're arguing against legal immigration for illegal immigration. It's so absurd. I just don't know how they think. Maybe, again, too much fluoride, too many vaccines, too much Ritalin when they were kids. I'm just having a hard time figuring out where their cognitive origination points are, Jonathan.
Yes, they are obstructionists, and they behave like children with a temper tantrum. They aren't providing principled leadership. And that's a real problem. When you're a temper tantrum type of reactionary and you don't offer principles and you just obstruct, you are viewed as a problem just by everybody, including intelligent Democrats, if that's not an oxymoron. You end up with people who are saying, what are we for? And there is no answer. So that's a party in disarray. And frankly, Elizabeth Warren is one of the greatest assets for the Republican Party because she appears both in her appearance when she screeches and rants and raves,
mm-hmm.
and in her absence of any depth, substance, she's part of a lunatic fringe on the far left. And that is a big incentive for people not to vote Democratic. So
sure.
If I were the head of the Republican National Committee, I'd say, hey, let's do everything we can mm-hmm. to keep her in the limelight because she's the worst enemy the
right.
Democrats have, and they don't realize it.
Because we all want romper room children in Congress and the Senate.
Exactly.
And Cheryl, I just heard Pelosi was quoted as saying that we're not the party of ideology, talking about herself and the Democrats. They just acknowledged
this
reaction. I mean, I don't know if it was a Freudian slip. She also said she didn't have anything constructive to deal with Bush on, not realizing Trump was president recently.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi is about far left as you can get and still stay on this planet. I mean, it's really ridiculous how Democrats are painting this and are playing politics right now. If you just look at Trump's nominations alone, he has the fewest that have been confirmed by the Senate than any other president in history. If you go back to George Washington's days, you know, there were a few reports that came out and actually did that analysis, and yet Democrats constantly paint Republicans as being the party of opposition. It's just, it's skewed, it's deception, and it's outright lies to paint Republicans as the opposition party when Democrats are doing everything they can right now to stall Republican agendas.
Listen, with a party of principle, is there one? Of course, right now we got Trump in the White House, and he seems to have some principles in terms of making America strong and protecting the citizens, if you will, via adequate border control and vetting those who come in here. How unreasonable is that? I think that's a pretty good plan, and any other country would want to do the same for their people and their borders, right? Not reasonable if you're a Democrat. At least that's what we're hearing. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go of a political variety and more. Thank you, Cheryl Chumbly. Back with Jonathan Emord after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Goblins in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty is on the move tonight, so we don't have his intelligent voice with us, but hey, we got Jonathan Emord, so we're all right. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty, each and every week here. And you can listen to the archives through our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, heard around on affiliates all over the country, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. So loads of ways. If you ever miss a show or you want to hear some more from a show you already heard, you can do that for free, which is awesome. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Jonathan, so much I want to talk to you about. Briefly, we were just on the break talking about the FTC issue. Obviously, a lot of my listeners are into homeopathic medicine, even though that's a very small percentage of total, even natural medicine people. And the FTC, late last year, under Obama's, you know, dying whatever, you know, on the way out, the FTC said, hey, homeopathic remedies, if you're going to be sold, Never mind what the FDA regulates you to have drug claims on the label by law, according to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. We now want you to put a disclaimer on there to say that you are based on unsubstantiated statements from the 1700s, which is also a lie. A play, the FTC is telling companies that manufacture homeopathy in order to sell their products, they have to lie on the label. Unprecedented? I don't know. But, Jonathan, is this going to stand or has this been frozen as well?
Well, I think it's frozen, and certainly there's going to be no appetite for enforcement of it right now. The acting commissioner at the FTC is Maureen Olhausen, who is a Republican, was often in the dissent in the prior commission, dominated by the Democrats, and she is now in charge of the agenda. And I don't think she's going to allow enforcement activity to go forward on that. And I do believe that the new folks coming in are going to have no appetite for it because it's outrageous. It's in direct contradiction to the plain and intended meaning of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which meant for homeopathic remedies to be available to the American consumer. And to state that they're ineffectual by having a opinionated disclaimer that's mandated by the federal government, it completely undermines that legislative purpose. So I think that it's weak. I think it's susceptible to legal attack, but I do think that this administration will have no appetite for it. It's another instance where the Obama people, and there are thousands of regulations like this in the last 8 years, has adopted a regulation in search of a problem. There was no problem. Nobody was complaining I'm getting deceived by homeopathic remedies, except in bogus class action suits that were just plaintiff's bar. And so, you know, it's a problem in search of a solution. A solution in search of a problem. And that's, we don't need regulation just for the sake of regulation. We don't need to be told that we're stupid and that we need to be protected from ourselves.
Risk and injury. I mean, maybe there's a genuine consideration when we talk about modern medicine and the drugs approved by the FDA that are not homeopathic. They're, you know, considered the third leading cause of death, depending on which peer-reviewed publication you read. And so there's a clear and present danger there. But as you said, rightfully so, with homeopathy, there was no issue. What was the solution for a non-issue? Oh, let's just make it so that they can't compete in a marketplace for people that might want to use less dangerous medications.
Right. It's the most prevalent form of healing in Europe, for example, is reliance upon homeopathic remedies in the first instance. And why it can't be available in the United States when the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act provides for it, and why you would undermine it gratuitously with an opinionated disclaimer that says that it doesn't work is beyond, you know, it's beyond my comprehension, but so were so many things done by the regulatory agencies in the last 8 years. It's high time we did something highly intelligent, which is eliminate the regulatory state in America, and went back to Congress and said to those turkeys, look, we elected you. You're responsible for making the laws under the Constitution. Why not do that function and stop delegating your power to make law to these agencies that are unaccountable, unelected, and unanswerable largely to the courts and the American people? We don't want to have an authoritarian government. We want to have a representative government. And let's get rid of the regulatory state, which has just been an authoritarian parasite on the power of the president, the power of the Congress. And we should not have that in this country. I mean, it's just antithetical to the core values of the Constitution. Constitution provides no basis for the existence of a regulatory state. It was never contemplated by the framers. Indeed, if they thought that there was an authoritarian branch independent of Congress and the White House that could make legislative rules and impose them on the American people without any ability of the American people to vote out of office the people making these rules, they would have flipped over many times. Mm. That's authoritarianism. It's just against the core foundational principles of the United States.
Yes, and Jonathan, you're talking about an appeal or a direct action toward Congress to say, hey, Congress, get your act together and stop delegating the ability to make laws to the executive branch, which is the regulatory state. But what can Trump do in that context? What can President Trump, as head of the executive branch, do to curtail or roll back the regulatory state?
Well, if he fights tenaciously to eliminate 75% of the regulations that he has said he will, and when he's also said that for every new regulation, there are going to have to be two that are revoked, you know, that's a very good start. He's proven himself to be serious. This is a man on a mission. He is going to save this country, whether the country likes it or not. He is going to revitalize capitalism. He is going to rebuild the American military. He is going to make America, if not respected, feared in the world by its enemies. And he is going to make sure that our borders are protected. And this man is like a laser beam focused on those objectives, and he does not care what anyone in the media has to say to the contrary, and he doesn't care that there's opposition in the Congress. He's ready to fight.
Jonathan, what's the context of, you know, in the executive branch, the enforcement of the law, so to speak? If the laws were made within the bureaucratic oligarchy, in other words, Congress said a general thing like we see in so many ways, and then the rulemaking, you guys figure out what to do, you add these regulations and add them and add them and add them. Again, if that was added in the executive branch, not in the congressional, you know, law that was passed ultimately, is that what you're saying in terms of what Trump can do to roll back 75% of the regulatory state without an act of Congress?
Oh, sure. He puts in place heads of agencies who are committed to an agenda that he drives that calls for all these regulations adopted through rulemaking to be revoked. And that can be done by the agencies. The agencies can say, okay, this rule was mistaken, this rule was mistaken, this rule is outdated, this rule is unconstitutional. And they can go through bit by bit and start yanking these things and pulling them out and saying, this is destructive of free enterprise. The president can require through the Office of Management and Budget that any proposed rule have a zero effect upon it, the cost upon the economy, thereby making it almost impossible to pass any regulation. He can ratchet up the requirements that OMB imposes upon agencies. And he can also bring in those heads of the agencies that he appoints and keep cracking the whip and rolling back and rolling back. He can shut down whole divisions inside the regulatory agency, basically closing down agencies, but for their core enforcement functions in fulfillment of the law. He can do that at EPA, he can do that at FTC, he can do that at FDA, he can do it at Social Security Administration. He can go across the board and start doing that, with the effect being that all these restraints on market activity would be lifted, and people with confidence could enter the marketplace when they couldn't before, can expand their offerings, can employ more people, can do things with confidence that they've done, that they've been fearful of doing because of the threat of a prophylactic regulation being slapped down upon them and all the costs associated with it. And that will lead to a huge economic boom. Couple that with the tax relief he's contemplating, and you've got the makings of a huge increase in economic activity, a great increase in the gross domestic product of the United States, and the resurrection of an American economic superpower second to none in the world. And that's where he's headed. He does not want his administration to end 4 years from now without demonstrable proof in place that he's revitalized the American economy, he's grown the domestic manufacturing of this nation, and he's changed the economic fortunes of many Americans in a positive way. That's what he's all about.
Well, it's great, and I appreciate so much your perspective, too, on what can be accomplished and what is reliant upon Congress, because Congress, even as we've seen over the past number of administrations, has found a way to grow government, even when the Republicans had control or largely control of it. So we don't want to go back to that, and I know there are a lot of Republicans in there that don't want to go back to that either. But that, you know, concerns me long term. What can Trump do? But if Congress doesn't act and roll back the act, well, like the Department of Education. I would perceive that there's no constitutional basis for a Department of Education. Puts in Betsy DeVos, I believe, who's not a big fan of the Department of Education. What can she do to roll back the worst that it does?
Well, there needs to be, first of all, she can take a number of steps to work, coordinate with the states, and basically divest the federal government, divest the Department of Education of its role in structuring agendas for education, basically deferring to the determinations made by individual states, saying that's the new policy, deference. New policy is defer to the states, dismantle the regimes that are in place. Now, some of this requires change in statutory law, and there will need to be a statutory, you know, a legislative agenda to achieve this breakdown of the Department of Education. There shouldn't be a federal Department of Education. There shouldn't be a federal Department of Energy. There really should be very little role to play in a Department of Energy. All the activities associated with nuclear power can be performed independent of the Department of Energy, directly by other parts of the federal government, and not have a Department of Energy justified by that core function.
All right, perspectives in order like nowhere else in broadcast media. The Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, you can find more about Jonathan and his amazing books, including The Rise of Tyranny and Restore the Republic and more over there. Links are up in the notes as well. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be back to wrap it up. Discussion of more protection of borders after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, next hour, the Rand Corporation analyzes vaccines. You will never believe what they found. Yale University does the same thing. It's not looking good for the cultists of the vaccine community. We're going to talk about that next hour. But right now with Jonathan Emord talking about Obamacare. And I was saying, Jonathan, earlier, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air at this point, but, you know, 8 years they had a chance to think, well, maybe we'll get in there after Obama. Do you think they would have been working on a replacement for Obamacare all that time? And it seems like they're sluggishly dragging their feet for fear of the backlash if people lose insurance. I mean, there's got to be a simple way to bridge the gap until they can put something forward here, Jonathan.
Yeah, I think this is unfortunate. I believe that Republicans in the House and Senate have thrown a wrench into the Obamacare repeal program and have slowed it down. I think that's really unfortunate because you've got to act within the first 100 days to get your agenda through. And I would hope that the president could reignite the program to get rid of Obamacare. And what I would do if I were the president is insist on introduction of legislation to repeal Obamacare completely and replace it with a temporary fix until all of the remaining legislative agenda on replacement is adopted. And what I would do for the temporary fix is have a 4 month, 5 month, 6 month subsidy, direct payment, to those who are insured, that would help subsidize their payment, purchase of insurance. In other words, they say, They would be informed Obamacare is over, that the program that they're in through the exchanges is ending, and that they can acquire insurance on the private market. You get rid of the barriers, state barriers to interstate commerce among insurance all over the nation, and you allow competition to take place in those markets for the first time in the last 8 years. And then you tell people, if you are electing to have insurance continue, you're no longer in Obamacare, You may go on the private market and pick whatever insurance and how whatever structure you want. And the government is paying you X number of dollars as a subsidy, either in the form of tax reductions or in the form of direct payments if you're indigent. And that would occur for a period of like 6 months until the replacement program is in place. And the replacement really should be a system of tax incentives for provision of lower priced insurance for those who are indigent by the private sector, tax incentives to do that by insurance companies, together with individual savings accounts for health savings accounts, and with elimination of taxation for those who are terminally ill or who have chronic illnesses that require the expenditure of significant amounts of money to maintain their care. And you know, whole classes of people should be taken off the tax rolls who are indigent and who are also suffering from terminal illness or other conditions. They should be taken off the tax rolls and allow them to use their resources to save, you know, fight for their lives rather than pay the federal government.
Right, right.
And then there should be tax incentives given to health care providers and others
mm-hmm.
who devote resources, their own resources, to help reduce the costs of medical care for relatives, for employees. So if you're in that business of, say, you have a health savings account, your employer is going to put in X number of dollars for every dollar they put into their employees' health savings accounts or to subsidize health insurance for their employees, there should be $1.50 tax reduction. So there's a huge incentive for employers to take care of their employees, likewise for family members. Why shouldn't people who have means be able to take care of their relatives and get a tax reduction for that?
Sure.
We want our family members to take care of. The tax code could be changed in order to accommodate that. This is a primary objective of the aging population is to take care of themselves. Why not have the law reflect that in a system that allows people to keep their resources and dedicate them as they see fit? And if they do it in this health area, give them significant reductions in taxation.
Nice. And why not inform your favorite Republican or Democrat congressman that a monopoly is not a good place for innovation and price reduction in health care delivery? And, of course, it's pretty basic, but we got to go back to romper room stuff for some of our Congress critters. Anyway, Jonathan, great hour. Appreciate you so much, my friend.
Yes, sir. Feelings mutual, Robert.
All right. The sacred of fire, the sacred fire of liberty continues after this. The power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
There was a mighty nation. Blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I think it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.